Donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. The Illinois House is going to delay its post-election return to Springfield. Amanda Vindicke explains why.
Governor Rod Blagojevich made hefty use of his veto powers this year, using them to cut nearly $1.5 billion from the budget, to radically alter various pieces of legislation, and to rework a campaign finance measure. Typically, the General Assembly would decide whether to accept or reject those changes during a fall veto session. But rather than wait, the House and Senate returned to Springfield several times this summer and early fall. Steve Brown is spokesman for the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan.
So the work of the first week of the veto session is concluded.
Brown says that's why Madigan decided to cancel that week. The House was supposed to return November 12th. Instead, representatives are set to return to the Capitol November 19th. A spokesman for the Senate president says that chamber may also cancel days, but no decisions yet been made. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Republican state lawmaker running for a central Illinois congressional seat once notarized documents with false dates while helping his parents set up tax shelters. That's according to testimony that Aaron Schock's own father gave in federal court. The backdating raises the possibility that Schock committed official misconduct, a misdemeanor. The issue came up in the trial of three people accused of selling sham trusts and financial packages. Actually, the Schocks were victims of the scheme and weren't accused of wrongdoing. In an interview with the Associated Press, Schock didn't dispute his father's testimony. But as a notary public, Schock was required to provide accurate information about documents. Schock is running against Democrat Colleen Callahan for the 18th district seat held by Republican Congressman Ray LaHood. Illinois State Comptroller Dan Hines has announced the current backlog of unpaid bills crossed the $1.8 billion mark. Now he wants to know how that backlog is affecting residents across the state. Jennifer Fuller reports on a hearing Hines held in Southern Illinois yesterday.
Matt Chamness operates several facilities in Southern Illinois which provide care for the developmentally disabled and says some state payments are at least 5 months behind.
And just to be quite honest, I mean, we're hanging on by a thread. We provide services, 90% Medicaid.
Hines says his office is doing the best it can to pay bills on time, but acknowledges the backlog is causing some providers to close their doors.
That is a budget problem, but it also becomes a real life problem for the people who promised health care who can't get it.
This was the first of several town hall meetings in Illinois. Hines says he hopes to gather enough evidence to convince lawmakers to pass legislation that would close the Medicaid gap. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Great Dane Trailers says it will lay off 108 workers at its plant in Terre Haute, Indiana, Friday. In a letter to the State Department of Workforce Development, the company blamed the economic downturn and the inability of many smaller customers to obtain financing to buy the company's trailers. Department of Workforce Development spokesman Gary Abel says it's the first notice they've received of layoffs in the state directly related to the credit crunch. Great Dane calls the layoffs temporary, but it says it's uncertain when the workers might be called back. About 175 workers will remain at the plant, which produces large trailers for the trucking industry. Some University of Illinois faculty are looking for some local middle school students with a passion for the arts. A collaboration with local districts started last week with an assembly at Champaign's Franklin Middle School. Eighth graders there were asked to register for an after-school pilot program in which university instructors provide lessons in areas like sculpting, painting, and West African drumming. After 9 weeks, the 24 initial students chosen for the after-school arts program will give a performance. The U of I's College Education is putting the initiative together. Executive Associate Dean for Research Lizanne DiStefano says plans are not only to expand the program to other schools, but to jumpstart some possible careers.
We'd like to offer scholarships to Illinois Summer Youth Music for the highest achieving kids in these programs so that if they have a real passion for percussion, they have an opportunity to come in the summer. Likewise, we have a Saturday art school at the university.
The after-school arts program will expand to Urbana Middle School in January, but DiStefano says making it a district-wide plan in both Champaign and Urbana Middle Schools will depend a lot on funding from outside arts groups. The program, while free for students, is currently funded by the schools and the U of I. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. 6 out of 10 Americans got their first job at a small business. Commerce Bank is celebrating the big role small business plays in our lives during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 9:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us again. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
And we have spots of rain here and there. How much rain might we be getting between now and when this all moves away? And you're saying sometime maybe overnight tonight in the Champaign-Urbana area?
Well, it's going to be quite variable in terms of amounts. There's an area to our west and north that picked up anywhere between a half and three quarters of an inch all the way from near Lincoln on up toward Fairbury and areas just north of Paxton. This morning, the rain's now pushing into northwest Indiana. So some of those areas getting well over a half an inch, but many other areas will get a quarter of an inch or less. So the amount's variable, but everybody should pick up some rain. I think for us in Champaign-Urbana, the best chance coming this afternoon and evening.
And then after this moves through, we'll be cool. They're actually seasonable, right?
We'll be seasonable. Our average high is now 65 and the low 43. So what we've had of late has been above